out to the story I talked about, that many SUV drivers in South County Dublin were left with deflated tyres after lentils were used by campaigners who want to highlight what they say is the damage done by cars that are too big for people's needs, cars that are seen as gas guzzlers or polluters in city centres and places where they really aren't needed. With me on the line to talk about this is Tony Lowes of Friends of the Irish Environment. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kerry.
What do you make of this sort of, we'll call it this action or this protest action, where people are not puncturing but deflating the tyres of SUV owners?
Yeah, this is what they call direct action, Jerry, and we're seeing a lot more of it with climate change just because of the intensity that people are feeling, I think, and their frustrations when they see our emissions going up in spite of all the legislation and all the promises. So we look at direct action and we say, do we support direct action? I don't know anything about this group. I never met them and I have no connection with them. I'm not really anxious to throw them under the bus because I understand where they're coming from. But I think if you look at direct action, there are grades of it, Jerry. You know, just stop oil maybe stops traffic. But when you go for individual people and you don't know their circumstances, I think it becomes more questionable.
Yeah, you're stepping a little bit too far over that line of direct action versus a person's own individual private property. Should we call it?
Are we not getting it? Is it not a very adverse feedback on this? I mean, you know, we have people who have emergency situations to deal with, and they come on the radio and they explain what's happened to them. And frankly, I feel the greatest sympathy for them. You know, the right of a citizen to go out his door and go where he wants to is one of the most valuable things that we have. And if it's interfered with in any way, I get very worried. But again, I don't want to throw these people out of the bus because we know where they're coming from, and by God, they're right.
Yeah, what would be a better way of doing it? Of trying to convince people that, look, that SUV, you don't need it. What are you doing? You don't own a farm. You're not on a ranch.
Yeah, but it's the culture, isn't it? It's doing what everybody else is doing. We can convince ourselves of almost anything. And we've convinced ourselves that, you know, this is the ideal life, is to have at least one of these and probably another car, and to rely on our cars even when there's public transport available, because the public transport is so terrible you wouldn't want to go on it. So, you know, we are frustrated, Jerry, and these people who did this, they are frustrated, and I think we have to recognize that and try and address it. That's what we should be doing, not hanging them out to dry.
Yeah. Look, do they run the risk, whether it's, you know, just stop oil or whether it's direct action, does it run the risk of clouding the environmental message? People saying, crazy protesters, what are they at?
Yeah.
And people just get annoyed at them instead of paying attention to the overall message.
They do. And it must be incredibly frustrating to be, you happen to be the one stuck in traffic when Just Stop Oil ties up all the bridges to London, you know? It does have an adverse effect. Myself, I like to see creative protests, you know? I like to see people dressing up and causing circuses and, you know, doing dramatic things that will catch the imagination and get the message across, but not necessarily target individuals and make their life any worse.
Right. How are things going, by the way, on that wider front? Have you seen any sort of a change, or is it as frustrating there from your point of view, the action of government, the movement towards where you feel we need to go?
Well, we actually have three legal cases underway against the state because of the failure of the measures that they've brought forward. They haven't specified what's happening in the detail so that we can understand how we're going to make our targets. They've left percentages open for future consideration. They haven't done the land. The long-term plan was submitted without any public consultation. And the annex of actions that they've come up with just will not make it. That's quite clear from what all the experts are saying. So we are very frustrated, but we take it out by going to law and by using the courts, as we did before when we had the National Mitigation Plan struck down, because the Chief Justice said, look, the man on the street has to be able to look at this plan and say, oh yeah, that adds up, we will get there with this plan. And we won't, because there's gaps, because it isn't done right, because they're not coming across to us straight. And so we've gone down the legal, now that's a long way for putting lentils in car tires.
Certainly is.